When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, friends. Wow, it's been a long time since I sat down with a microphone, but welcome to Send It With Steph. I guess this is kind of like a revamp. We're bringing it back. Send It With Steph 2.0. So a lot has changed in my life since I last recorded a podcast. I think the last time I recorded, I had taken an entire year off of school and I was racing World Cup. I honestly can't remember. But anyways, little life update. I have now finished school, which is really exciting. I finished my college degree, and I'm still racing World Cup as an independent athlete, representing Canada on the downhill and Super G circuit. So this past season, the 2022-23 season, was the first year I did all of the World Cups. I had a fixed World Cup start in both downhill and Super G from the Norham circuit, which was very nice. It's a totally different feeling than the year before when I was having time trial for all the races and kind of flying back and forth from North America to Europe to do both the World Cup circuit, the Norham circuit, and the Europa Cup circuit. It was very stressful that year. But last year was a little different. I was able to start all the World Cups, so that was the main focus, was to just get used to all the tracks, get exposure, and then I did a couple of Europa Cups in between when there was time, just to try to lower my fist points and kind of get some more confidence on different tracks in Europe, because realistically, going over from North America straight onto the World Cup circuit is just really hard, and it's totally different, so yeah, last year was a great learning experience. I had a slow start to the year. It was pretty tough trying to figure out equipment. We had some issues with the guys who we hired to do our skis. We were just kind of bouncing between people. Trisha, Mangan, and I had our own private team, which was just a lot of logistics. That's part of the reason I was not doing the podcast, was just it was so exhausting trying to manage fundraising, sponsor acquisition, keeping everything running, trying not to run out of money, but also just focusing on skiing. And it was the first year that Trisha, myself, and our coach Thomas had done a full World Cup season. So it was kind of a learning experience for all three of us. And yeah, it was a tough, slow start. Finally, kind of in January and February, things started to click for me. We got a little more settled with ski service. My dad came over, which was really nice for me because he's worked with me forever, obviously. He's my dad. And we started to have Trisha started skiing really fast. I started kind of getting faster. And then things started to click kind of end of February. And that's when I got my first top 30 in World Cup. Trisha and I both actually got top 30 on the same day. She had already done well in December, but then in Crans, Montana, we both got a top 30 together, and then we flew up to Norway, and that was when the last World Cup of the season was. And I did pretty well in the Super G. I think I came 32nd or something, which I hadn't even finished a Super G all season, so it was a nice change. And then in the downhill, I ended up getting a top 20, which was totally unexpected and really exciting for the whole team. And then we were kind of figured, okay, things are starting to get going for me. Why don't we extend my European season? Because the plan was to go back to North America, finish the season in Canada and do the NORAM finals, because NORAM finals were in Whistler, which is where I'm from. And it would have been really fun to get to race at home. But We had started to do really well, and we figured may as well stay in Europe and try to chase some Europa Cups at Europa Cup finals. And it also gave us a chance to go to the Rossi factory and kind of check out some different models of skis, see what we could get to, yeah, have a better start into the next season. So I stayed in Europe with the U.S. Europa Cup team, which was basically just me and Keely Cashman and a coach and her serviceman. And so the four of us, oh, Thomas stayed actually for Europa Cup finals. He did stay over. Thomas was just being flown all over the world. He was trying to deal with Trisha and I running totally different programs at the end of the year. So he stayed in Norway with me for Europa Cup finals and then quickly flew back to Whistler to help Trisha. But Europa Cup finals went, they started.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Really slow. Like, we did the GS for some reason because I hadn't raced any GS all year and I just was so bad. It was pretty horrendous. But we decided to race it because may as well. It was the end of the season. So that was pretty bad. And then we had a few days off before the downhill and I was pretty excited to race the downhill. And yeah, it ended up going really well. I got my first Europa Cup podium, which was really cool. Scored some fist points and kind of continued the upwards trend with my downhill for the season, which was nice. It was a confidence booster. And after that, we started looking at all the different European national champs that we could go to because figured may as well just run it out while we're over there. So we decided to go to German nationals. Another side note is my dad is actually German. His parents are both German and he was born in Germany and they're from Garmisch. So that's where the German nationals were being held last year. And it was kind of an exciting race that I could go and race in his, like, in a place where we had a lot of family history. And so we went there and that went well. I ended up winning the German nationals downhill, which was kind of unexpected, but it was exciting. And then we were actually there mainly to do the Super G races because I hadn't really finished any Super Gs that season and I was looking to score some fist points, and then the Super Gs got canceled. So we kind of did a quick audible. We called the Austrian Europa Cup coaches and we're like, can you quickly get stuff into the Super G that's tomorrow? And we'll drive over. And it was like 6 hours away. So they somehow got me into the race and we packed all our stuff up, drove to Austria, and yeah, got in kind of late and then woke up the next morning, raced the Super G. I ended up winning the Super G Nationals for Austria, which was also totally unexpected, but a nice feeling. And then, yeah, we packed up and headed to Verbier to do the Swiss Nationals. And those were a little more complicated. Just weather was really bad. And the schedule kept getting pushed around. So we made the most of it. I was also exhausted by this point. We had just been on the full European tour. I'd been on planes, trains, and automobiles, just bopping around, hitting every race I could. And at that point in the season, like, trying to be really competitive in speed races is hard when you're tired, because it's just a lot of mental stuff. And yeah, I was just pretty exhausted. And I was also at the point in my year where I'd had a really long season. It had been pretty mentally exhausting for the first half, just because I was skiing slow and struggling a bit. And then I was kind of just like, you know what, we've done really well, we've had a great end to the season, and I'm here with a lot of my friends. Like, I got really close with a lot of the Swiss team girls, and it was kind of just a point where I was like, you know what, I'm gonna work really hard on race day and on the days when I'm skiing, but I'm also gonna try to have fun outside of skiing and try to, like, have a bit of a social life and see my friends, go for dinner, like, do kind of normal things that people in their 20s would do. So I was probably tiring myself out more than had I just been, like, fully tunnel visioned on those races and going to bed at 8:30, you know, doing the what I'd been doing all season. But I was, yeah, I was kind of giving myself a bit of a break, and it was awesome. Like, I still had a lot of fun. We did well. I think we were, like, fourth in the Super G, which was totally fine. It is what it is. I wouldn't change how I approached it. I'd been working so hard all year, and to give myself a little bit of a break and have fun at Nationals, like, actually have fun at a race, just totally not really worry about getting enough sleep and getting I don't want to go too deep into it, but it was fun. I really enjoyed being able to spend time with some of my ski racing friends before the end of the season. And then since I hadn't scored in Super G, like, I had one score, we decided that I would stay in France for a couple weeks and wait for, there was another national championships 2 weeks later, I think. So my dad flew home, I decided to stay, and it looked like the races were going to be great. There was lots of snow. The spring, all of a sudden, it was dumping everywhere. So we were kind of thinking this could be great, like, maybe some easy Super G points. And what do you know? There's a big snowstorm the, like, 2 days of the Super G race, and it gets canceled. So my season ended, and I was really happy. It was a long European winter, and I was just excited to go home to kind of decompress. And yeah, anyways, that's how my season went, and that's kind of a little recap on what my life is up to now. So now that we're all caught up on my life from the last year, I'll give a little plan for this season. We are going to do all of the downhill World Cups, and then hopefully most of the Super G's, and maybe some Europa Cups as well. I think it's going to be a really busy season, but the plan is just to stay in Europe basically all year. I think go home for Christmas for, like, 5 days, but otherwise we're just going to, like, embrace the European winter, embrace everything that there is over here, and not worry about flying back and forth. Or there's no World Cups, like, no speed World Cups for women in North America this year, so we are just going to bop around Europe and hit all the World Cups. I'm really excited. We've been working really hard. The team has evolved. Trisha made the U.S. team, which was really exciting. And then there's no Canadian speed team. So I am going to be on my own and joining the women's GS team a little bit when it works. But Thomas is with me again, which is amazing. I'm very lucky to have him, and we've made a few changes recently, but maybe that'll be some tea for another episode. My dad's over here right now, and We've just started working with a new ski service man, so I will keep you guys updated, but I'm really hopeful and excited. It looks like they're going to get potentially this first World Cup in Zermatt going. They have enough snow, which is more than last year, and you know, the weather is what it is. We'll see. This time of year in Europe is always really challenging. I think like they ran Solden this past weekend, and yesterday it was so windy that they had to cancel the men's race, and it's just totally, it's hard when you're in a weather dependent sport, you know? It's just, you have to go with the flow, and we're not too stressed. We're going to just see what happens. And yeah, I think that I will probably end this episode here because I don't really have any more updates. I'm really excited for the year. I have some amazing sponsors, some amazing people working with me. And even though I miss having Trisha around, I am super happy for her and excited that she's with the US team. I know we're going to see lots of each other because she'll also be on the speed circuit. And yeah, I think after last year, I just have a way bigger community in Europe that I didn't necessarily have before. I met a lot of girls on the circuit that are just so like-minded to me and I get along with really well. So it's nice having some close friends traveling around with you all the time. And yeah, we're a small team, but that almost makes it easier sometimes. People, the other national teams are pretty welcoming and excited to help, which is nice. So hopefully I will have a good season. I mean, either way, I'm proud of the work we've done and the everything that's gone into it. It's not easy building an independent team, especially in Europe, like as a North American. It's hard to run a speed team on the World Cup, but we're doing our best, and yeah, wouldn't be here without the help of a lot of people. So you know who you are, and I appreciate you so much. And yeah, maybe I'll do like a tea spilling session for my next podcast. That'll be a fun, maybe answer some questions. Maybe that's what we'll call it, not tea spilling. It'll be a question and answer, but thank you so much for listening. We'll try to be more regular with this. I want to get back on the podcast train. I think it's really fun to update people on what I'm doing, especially the ones who have invested time and money and energy into me. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.